Blog Talk Radio. and this is Prolific Fire. I just felt the need to play What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, because if you're like me, you're wondering after that verdict last night, the Zimmerman verdict, what's going on? When our children can't even walk down the street dressed like they want to dress without getting killed. There's so many questions going on through my head. I just want to know what's going on. So tonight, before I go into the show, I would like to lift up Sabrina Fulton, Javaris Fulton, and Tracy Martin, the parents and brother of Trayvon Martin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, bring comfort to their hearts in their time of going through, God. I know the court system said one thing, God, but you know the truth, God, and I know that you're going to bring justice your way and in your timing, God. And I thank you for comforting their hearts, God, to let them know that it's not over, God. Crown them with your wisdom, God, that they may know what is the next step that they should take. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing peace to their hearts, even tonight, Lord God. But not just them, God. I thank you, Lord God, for every mother, every father, every family that has lost a child to violence, God. Whether they're black, white, Hispanic, Latino, God, it doesn't matter, God. It's time that unity be among the races, God. As Marvin Gaye said, it's time we bring some understanding here, God. And the only place I know to get understanding is through you, God. So tonight, I seek you and I lift you up. I lift them up to you, knowing that you're the only somebody that can bring a solution to their heartache, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because I remember in the Bible how they had another chance, God, to do the right thing. And instead of picking Jesus, they picked to let a murderer, Barabbas, go free. And in a way, this is the same thing, God. But that was for a purpose and for a reason, God. Let a purpose and let a reason come out of this. Don't let Trayvon's death be in vain. Don't let it be, God, in the name of Jesus. Once again, this is Prolific Fire, and I thank you all for joining me on tonight. And there is a word from the Lord following this song.
Have your way.
He's here right now.
Have your way.
So have your way,
want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Tonight, rather than a message, it's just a word that the Lord impressed upon my spirit to impart to you all on, to you all on tonight. I will be reading from the NIV, reading scriptures from Jeremiah and Isaiah. First set of scriptures come from Jeremiah 2, verses 11 through 13, and I will be skipping down to verses 17 through 19. Skipping again to verse 32. When I get to Jeremiah 2:32, I want you to pay close attention to that verse. And then I'll be going to Isaiah 30, verses 18 to 22. Once again, I welcome you all to Prolific Fire. Father God, have your way on tonight. God, set me down and you stand up mighty in me, God. Let every listener, God, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever they're dealing with, Lord God, let them get something out of this word, Lord God, that will make them better than they were when they logged on and when they called in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 2, verse 11. Through 13. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged my glory for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Skipping down to verse 17 through 19. have you brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now, why go to Egypt to drink water from Shihor? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the river? Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty. Skipping to verse 32, and this is the verse I want you to pay close attention to. It says, it's Jeremiah 2:32, it says, does a maiden forget her jewelry, a bride her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Switching over to Isaiah 30, verses 18 to 22. And I'm going to go back and show you what God gave me about all of this for tonight. Isaiah 30, verse 18 to 22. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait on him. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of afflictions, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Then you will defy your idols, overlaid with silver, and your images covered with gold. And you will throw them away like a minstrel cloth and say to them, away with you. This concludes the reading. Ephesians 4:30 in the Message Bible, it says, don't grieve God. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. But that's exactly what we've done. Back to the foundational text for tonight. Jeremiah 2:11, has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all, but my people have exchanged my glory, my presence, for worthless idols. God says, my people no longer seek my presence, spend time in my presence, but they seek, are too busy chasing material stuff, not realizing God says that what they seek I would have given them had they put me first. Not realizing God says that what they seek, what you seek, I would have given it to you had you put me first. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. God knows what you thirst for, what you have an appetite for. If you stay in him, he will provide. You don't have to lust ungodly for anything. God knows what you thirst for, what you have an appetite for. If you stay in him, he will provide. You don't have to lust ungodly for anything. Psalm 16:11 says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And I got super excited when the Lord dropped this one in my spirit. He said, whatever it takes to produce joy in you, God will give it to you. If you stay in his presence and honor him first, whatever it takes to produce joy in you, God will give it to you if you stay in his presence and honor him first. Jeremiah 2:13, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, turned away from me, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. In John 4:13, Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water, speaking of natural, physical water, will be thirsty again. God says, when you forsake me and deny yourself access to the water, the Spirit, Jesus sacrificed to provide, you then open the door to other thirsts, other appetites, ungodly appetites. God says, when you forsake me and deny yourself access to the water, the Spirit, Jesus' sacrifice to provide, you open the door to other thirst, to other appetites, ungodly appetites. We as the body of Christ was designed to thirst. The psalmist said in Psalms 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. But what happens when that thirst gets out of control and is no longer guided by the Holy Spirit? There's something to think about. Jeremiah 2 and 17. Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? I know this is a hard revelation, but it's true. Some things you brought on yourself by forsaking God when he had given you the way. Some things you brought on yourself by forsaking God when he had given you the way. Jeremiah 2:18. Now why go to Egypt to drink water from Shihor? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the river? God says, why do you seek other places to fulfill your thirst, your need, when I have given you my Spirit to sustain you eternally? Why do you seek out other places to fulfill your thirst, your need, when I have given you my Spirit to sustain you eternally? And if you're new to Prolific Fire, I repeat things when I feel it in my spirit that somebody needs it, and I really want you all to get it. John 4 and 14. Indeed, the water I give you will become in you a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And that goes back to what God just gave me. Why do you seek other places to fulfill your thirst, your need, when I have given you my Spirit to sustain you eternally? Jeremiah 2 and 19, your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty. Pay close attention to this verse. It's one of the saddest verses in all the Bible. Again, it's Jeremiah 2 and 32. Does a maiden forget her jewelry, a bride her wedding ornaments? Yet, God says, my people have forgotten me days without number. God is to never be forgotten. Never. We should never forget our God, not after he's done everything for us. A maiden can be so committed, a bride can be so committed, that she adorns herself with what she considers to be precious. But we, God's people, have forgotten to adorn ourselves with him, with his presence and his power. And it didn't just start yesterday, but days. His name goes unmentioned. While we operate in a form of godliness and no power, and you wonder why things don't change. Isaiah 30 and 19. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. God says, cry out to me, and in spite of it all, you will weep no more. Immediately I will answer you. Immediately he will answer you. Isaiah 30, verse 20. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Isaiah 30, 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. God says, although I have allowed you to go through some things, in this season you will have assistance, guidance that is tangible to you. Now, I know I'm going to repeat that because I feel somebody on that. and you should be rejoicing in this moment. God says, although I have allowed you to go through some things in this season, you will have assistance, guidance that is tangible to you. Isaiah 30:22. Then you will defy your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, away with you. This time, when God restores you, brings you back, you will willingly destroy everything in your life that is not like him, willingly throw away every false god because it's unholy, unnecessary, and cramping your style. This time, when God restores you, brings you back, you will willingly destroy everything in your life that is not like him, willingly throw away every false god because it is unholy, unnecessary, and cramping your style. And God just dropped in my spirit that I need to specify what a false god is. False god is anything that you put before God. It can be people, it can be things, it can be something so petty as your job. Some people actually worship their job. They don't have time for God. It's all about getting the money. It's all about moving up in position, not realizing that if they get in God's presence, he will give them the wisdom to know how to operate in business, and they will automatically move up. Everything you need is in God's presence. That is the end of the word that the Lord gave me to drop in your spirits on tonight. I hope that somebody was blessed. If you're on the phone and you need prayer, you can match one at this time, and I'll be happy to pray with you. Or if you have a comment, match one. You can do so now. Thank you so much for being there. I do appreciate it. If there's somebody online that desires prayer, I'm going to play this song to give you time to call in. The number is 347-426-3782. And I'm going to play Keep Me by Patrick Dobson, because that's definitely what we want the Lord to do, to keep us.
You are Jesus, you're my strong tower, Jesus, my strength this hour, Jesus, you're my deliverer. My hope and my future, Jesus. Source and my shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, keeper, my friend. Lord, I need you to take my find that
Father God, I would like to thank you for every listener on tonight, God. Help us, Lord God, in areas where we have fallen short, Lord God, where we have broken your heart, God. On tonight, God, we repent, Lord God. Purge our hearts, Lord God. Give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, Lord God, that we may be everything that you desire for us to be, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we renounce everything, Lord God, every false God that we have put before you, Lord God. We throw it away like it's a menstrual cloth, Lord God, and we say that on tonight we are coming back to you, God, and we are coming back to you with full steam. We're going to praise you. We're going to serve you like never before. And I thank you on tonight for being an awesome God in every listener's life, Lord God, whatever they're dealing with on tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, for being an awesome God in their life and showing up right on time and doing what only you can do to satisfy and change the situation. Once again, I appreciate you all. I would like to give you some contact information before I end on tonight. If you need prayer or further consultation in the things of God throughout the week, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. The email is prolificfire@gmail.com, or you can make contact with me on twitter.com/prolificfire, also on facebook.com/prophetessstacy. And if you're away from your computer, don't worry. God is so good. He has blessed this ministry to be on iTunes. So if you're away from your computer and you desire a word to encourage your spirit, to uplift your spirit, I want to go to the store, to the grocery store, just wherever you're going, to your job. I want to go to the gym. I want to go. Just go to iTunes and search for Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Once again, that's Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy, and it is a free podcast. And that's it for tonight. I hope you were blessed. Good night.